Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
We've got a very special guest in the studio. It is Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church. Mark, how are you going?
I'm going fantastic. Good afternoon to you and to everyone.
Now, we normally talk to you on a Wednesday, so it's very appropriate to be talking about you, talking with you today. You come in for our...
We always talk about you.
Yeah, just, about you
this
too.
Time,
all good. Have you face-to-face to talk to your face. We have you in for midweek motivation.
I love coming in for midweek motivation. Great joining up with you guys and sharing a few thoughts with people that are listening. It's great fun.
We've got to ask, though, why? Why do you do it? Because obviously it's a bit of your time. You've got to prepare as well. So why do you give of yourself?
Don't you reckon that sometimes radio can actually make a real difference in people's lives? They can just be driving along and maybe you can say something that can actually really help them. You don't necessarily always know who's listening, but if you're sharing something that is full of hope and full of life, it might actually make a difference in someone's life. Words are powerful.
Mm. Mm. How's hope shaped your life?
Big question.
Yeah. That's a good question. I think hope is something that keeps you going. Dark times, tough times, wondering if you should keep going. I think if you lose hope, you lose everything. So I think hope shapes your life because it helps you to persevere and to know why you're doing what you're doing, to know why you're living the way you're living. Hope is primary, hey?
Mm. So true. How do you see 98.5 being that beacon of hope to the community? Because we hear so many stories come through, but for you personally, you give of your time, you help with that hope, but how do you see that playing out in the community? What is it that 98.5 does that helps people?
I reckon one of the best things about 98.5 is just it's been a consistent presence for so long. Over 30 years, it's been a voice of hope in Perth. You go into different stores and you hear it playing, and it's a consistent positive message. You know that you're going to be uplifted. You know there's going to be something encouraging. You know you can listen to it without having to turn it off because something bad comes on. You know that there's always going to be a laugh and then there's going to be something serious, something encouraging. But it's always positive, which I really appreciate.
This year's theme is awesome. I love it. It's hope all day, every day. Where do you draw your hope from on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, of course, as a pastor and as a Christian, my hope on a daily basis comes from Jesus. It comes from my relationship with him. I think when everything else is gone, that remains. So for me, yeah, times of prayer and listening to good music and spending time with friends. But when everything else is gone, it's Jesus.
Mm. Amen. Now, obviously, you've got a few kids.
Yeah, got two kids. Yep.
What role does 98.5 play for you and your family?
It's been great. My wife and I often drive the kids to school, and putting on 98.5 in the morning means we can listen to some good music. We have a laugh, particularly when the kids were younger. We'd always have it on, and you just know that it's going to be positive. You know it's going to be good, and the different segments that come on at different times of the day, that's always been a lot of fun as well.
And we've got a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, so we're going to pop you in the time machine. You ready to play?
Let's go. I cannot wait.
Okay, here we go.
It's a bit nerve-wracking when you're in it.
It's a bit shaky.
The year is 1986.
All right.
1986. So how old were you, Mark?
What? That's, you never told me I was going to ask you that question. I was 16. It's good being born in 70 because you always know how old you were.
Yeah.
16 years.
Okay. So when you were 16.
Yeah.
What were you doing with your life that year?
Yeah, paint us a picture.
Is this going out? Is this going public?
We are live.
Truth. Okay, well, look, the truth is when I was 16, I was mostly wagging school. So
don't do that, kids.
Scarborough High School, 16, Fridays, 12 o'clock, we were gone.
Wow.
So, down the beach, surfing, and not doing much with your life at all, if I'm honest.
Yep. Yeah. No, you need to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, the big question would be, at what point did things change? Because you're a straight-A student now, right? I mean, you're a pastor, so...
I was a B student. I suppose things changed when I, about 19, when I got my life together and God got my life together around about then, I suppose, if I'm honest, yeah. Mm-hmm. This has got deep real quick, hasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I can see the sweat.
So what was your hope back then when you were 16 in 1986?
To have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much, that was my hope. That was my only hope. And let's just say I had no hope. So,
looking, yeah, you go.
No, you go. Well, yeah.
Looking back, okay, you're a lot older and wiser, not too old.
Yeah.
What advice would you give your 16-year-old self? What hope would you give them?
That's a really good question. I've thought about this. I actually think I'd say you're going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Things are not what you think they are, and things are actually going to get better. I gave a talk to the youth group the other week on exactly this topic, and I'm like, it's actually going to be okay. All the stuff you're going through right now, things are going to get better, and things will work out. That's what I would say to myself back then.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. And that was the Hope Time Machine. A little bit of fun, or was it too deep for you?
No, it was great. I hope it was okay.
It was great. Let's pick another year. Let's go again. No.
I used to skateboard back then too, a lot better than what I do now. So.
Can you still do a kickflip?
I can still do a kickflip, mate. Yeah, I can.
No, you can't, surely.
I absolutely can, mate.
In church.
Absolutely. I skateboarded in church the other week. So.
How high can you ollie?
Not that high. Okay, not as high as you used to.
Okay.
Have you got a skateboard in your car now?
No, but I have in my office.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
If anyone has a skateboard around the office here, I'd love to see it.
I want to see that. Next time you come in, please bring your skateboard.
Done, mate.
You're going to put me to shame.
Done.
But I look forward to it.
Cannot wait.
Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church. Thank you so much for joining us on Radiothon.
Thank you so much to have me. Absolute privilege.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.